USA Radio News.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over, and Cedar Rapids police have been informed of the incident and are currently investigating. Beijing said it would allow primary and secondary schools to resume in-person classes, while Shanghai officials declared victory over COVID-19 after the city reported zero new local cases for the first time in 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's been a drop in consumers.
Consumer sentiment remains at an all-time low due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's final reading for June confirmed a 14% drop from May. The survey noted inflation is a top concern as consumers across all income and age groups posted large declines. About 79% of consumers now expect bad times for business conditions in the year ahead. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Police announced they have arrested a suspect in this week's fatal shooting of a man on a San Francisco subway commuter train. After police released a still photo from surveillance video of the 26-year-old man, he was arrested 40 miles outside of San Francisco. He faces charges of homicide, carrying a concealed firearm, and using a firearm in the commission of a felony. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
With recruitment down, the Army is lowering one of its barriers to enlisting. U.S. Army Secretary issued a new policy allowing soldiers to have small tattoos on their hands, ears, and necks. Under the new policy, the service will now allow, without waivers, 1 2-inch tattoo on the back of the neck, a 1-inch tattoo behind the ear, and a 1-inch tattoo on each hand, plus a ring tattoo and hidden tattoos between the fingers. It's the first change since 2015, when the Army said its men and women would not be limited with ink on their arms and legs. The judge in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial made a jury's award official with a written order for Heard to pay Depp $10.35 million for damaging his reputation by describing herself as a domestic abuse victim in an op-ed piece she wrote. The judge also ordered Depp to pay Heard $2 million, which was the jury's award on the counterclaim that Heard was defamed by one of Depp's lawyers. Amber Heard has stated she plans on appealing the verdict. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.